We need to count down the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. The top moments. We look back, we remember. We had some groundbreaking moments, actually, this week on the thing. I mean, something that a shocking number one that I thought would never happen involving Monica and Whitney Houston. I mean, my goodness.
It was amazing.
But in the meantime, we find out about things, Monica, that the fact that she's on Dr. Oz show this week. Didn't even know until she shows up on there. This is Dr. Oz checking in with Monica on how she's doing on the cert food diet. Here it is. There.
So let me bring in our next viewer who also tried this. Monica.
Hey, Monica. That's Monica. Dr. Oz, bring in Monica. All right, fair enough.
Let me bring in our next viewer who also tried this. Monica. Again, Monica had a very typical experience. She lost 3 pounds, which, again, is a perfect amount for only 2 weeks. Monica, how did eating more cert foods make you feel?
Made me feel so good. I feel so energetic. Where my stomach felt bloated, and now I feel like that bloating has dissipated, and I can put on my clothes, and I feel good. So it's amazing.
There it is. As quick as it started, it was over.
Yeah, that was it. And next time I'll tell you ahead of time. Yeah, you know, I don't believe that.
I'm not sure. I can wait for this day because I hope it never happens. But Antoine, I am fully prepared for the day that Monica quits this show on Snapchat. Like she doesn't even tell
me. Oh, you stop it.
It's just, and it'll just be a snap story. No. So I've missed it and it'll already be gone. Hey, did you see Monica quit? Wait, what?
Nope.
Also got tagged by Monica yesterday with a clip of her being on the Wendy Williams show this week.
Wendy Williams, yes.
Yeah. I tagged y'all.
She's everywhere.
That.
She's everywhere.
What next week? What are you? Are you on next week's episode of This Is Us? Are we going to find that out?
Now, Monica, I must ask, the clip that you tagged us in on Instagram of you on Wendy Williams, was that the second time that you were on there recently, or was that the same episode that I saw when you were just in the audience?
That was the second time.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, she's a repeat offender. Look, of the Wendy Williams show.
Just keeping track. Interesting.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So we don't. You know, next year I believe Monica will be in The Matrix 4. Also, we'll hear about that one.
HBO Max.
Yep. Lord knows what else. She'll probably pop up at the presidential inauguration. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Oh my gosh. Is there anything on the schedule? Anything that
there's nothing on the schedule. Nothing I can. No.
Okay.
No. Fair enough. Like, you know how my calendar looks. It's just like, I don't see anything on the schedule.
I don't believe her. I think there's something going on next week. We also, in Monica's house, I mean, performance it's in their DNA, Antoine, as you can see. You know, they're all on stage. They're all performers. And Monica's young son, Hendrix, is picking up what she's putting down. Quite literally, actually, he's just putting down because he's mic dropping every time he's up on stage.
He had a Christmas program 1 year while in daycare, and they had Hendrix up there. I'm like, this is a terrible idea to have him be a part of the program. And I mean, I'm thinking, I'm like all the time, like these teachers are amazing because they want him up there. Okay. They sang one song, he walked off the stage. Somebody had to go and bring him back on. He finished another song, he pushed past the other kids and tried to walk off the stage again.
And he understands our thought process. Those things last too damn long.
Also true.
Like, why are there 7-8 songs?
One song.
What? Maybe an encore. He came back out for the encore.
Right. Like, one and done. Oh, you wanted more? You come back out. He understands that theory of leave them wanting more, too. Oh, yeah. He's awesome. And this week he wants a dog, and he wants to name the dog Barry.
And which we now know it's probably after Barry Allen, the Flash, maybe. Not the Human Torch.
What I know about, I don't know that because I got that wrong earlier. But what I do know is that when Monica does quit this show via Snapchat, which could be as early as next week for all we know, because she'll have her own talk show. No. I'm hiring your son. He's replacing you on this show. Just let him know. He's got a job waiting for him whenever he's ready because he's got the material and he knows how to play to the audience. Speaking of playing to the audience, I'll be honest, incredibly low expectations for this episode of Sing Your Last Text.
Yeah.
When Monica said, give me the Whitney Houston song that you've never heard before. Okay.
Run to You.
Yeah. And I mean, you had me terrified at Whitney Houston song. When I heard that, I was like, oh God, the poor people and their cats and their birds that listen to this show, and it's going to hurt their little ears and all sorts of stuff. But Monica wowed the crowd with her Whitney Houston song. Here we go.
Be safe. Cause I love you.
I got to pause, by the way, because I can't tell anymore when we play these clips and our microphones are still on. I'm like, was Monica clearing her throat live
or was it recording?
The recording? Because no. I feel like you lip sync yourself as you're listening to you, don't you?
On occasion.
Yes, on
occasion.
Yeah.
I was just listening.
Here we go, listening again.
That was all right.
Back to it.
Can't right. wait to eat you up. DoorDash, they need to rush. Cause I love you. I really love you.
Oh. Ooh, the finger in the air, too, for Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony's laughing. Thank you. That's a good as an applause.
I like that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's your top moment of the week right there. Any moment that makes that finger point go up.
I know
in the
when
air.
You do, when you hit that note, I put the one finger in the air.
Yeah.
And I move my little neck like I was singing.
And I believe that one, you wave it like you do care. That is one finger where you care.